Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
You have actually been shot out of a cannon last time you were here. We discussed that at some length.
Wow.
Fortunately, you did hit the net.
I did hit the net. You know,
we were talking off the air about an incident in which with your motorcycle, you had a little incident, and you were also flying through the air, but there was no net at the end.
But it prepared me. Being shot out of the cannon prepared me for having a car, you know, send me flying across the road. But yeah, it is the closest thing to it. And I was coming out of that cannon. You don't know lonely until you're, you know, to your 35 foot down a barrel, looking out the end of a you know that barrel, and hearing somebody outside counting you down. You know. and the guy told me, because I'd never been shot out of a cannon before. I don't know if you have or not.
No, I passed on that.
So I'm inside the cannon, and I'm seized up. He said, when I get to three, he said, you seize up with everything you got because you're going to be moving 75 miles an hour in about a fourth of a second.
So I
hear him. So I'm waiting on him to get down to three so I can seize up. And they're outside. There's 10,000 plus people in front of him, and he's going, because, you know, that's all I can hear inside. He gets down to around four or so, and then I hear him go, and I'm going, what the hell's that? And he goes, and I'm going, because I lost count, you know, but I'm just seizing up. But when I go back and watch it on TV, he's going, let me hear everybody make some noise. I'm in here, and I'm going, he's not counting. And then, boom, next thing I know, my butt's puckered like a bunny rabbit's nose, and I'm heading toward over the crowd's head into the net.
Hoping that they did the physics calculation right.
Well, they shot. He asked me how much I weighed,
this is where you definitely tell the truth.
Right.
Yeah. I told him.
You don't go. I put on an extra 20.
I weighed about 190. Yeah. You know. Wait a minute.
They shot you over the crowd?
I was out in front of the PA.
Right.
The PA sound system.
Right.
And they shot me over the crowd, over the front, over the top of the stage, basically height-wise, over the crowd into a net on the other side in front of the PA. And
it's a great. Christy just found the video.
Did they tell you that you should land on your back and all that?
He kept saying, "You better get to your back. You better get to your back." And so the only preparation I did was the day before, because this guy was thinking I was going to chicken out and he was going to get to do his cannon routine.
Mm-hmm.
And the day before, he carries me to a bucket truck. And that he had found on the property, and they take me up on about 20 foot in the bucket truck, and then I had to swan dive off that and get to my back. And that net's hard. I mean, those nets you land are just hard. And so then I get back, and he took me up 25 foot, dive into it, 30 foot. I mean, you know, and he just kept taking me higher and higher, and he kept making me just do it over and over. And then he was getting panicked because he started realizing he'd gotten himself into a mess. Because he didn't think I would do it, or he thought he could talk me into letting him just do his normal routine. And by the showtime, he's grabbing me off the side, going, "No cameras, no cameras," you know, because the TV cameras were right there on me. And he's going, "Jesse, if you don't get to your back, you'll break your damn neck. You've got to get to your back. Get to your back. Get to your back." So, at the last minute, I flipped over and got in, I don't ever want to do it again.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.